What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. I have been getting so many tweets and so many messages asking about this, so I figured I need to go on record and publicly clear this up. Regards to giving away iPhones, I'm not doing it. Everyone keeps assuming that I'm giving away iPhones, and I'm not, that's not a thing that I'm doing. You know what? Let's just continue the charade. If you want an iPhone, just go ahead in the comment section below and put hashtag CanIHasiPhonePlus. You won't get one. But comment anyway. News. Discover Weekly from Spotify is one... No. It is the single best feature of any music streaming service ever in the history of everness. It is the bee's knees. It is the tits, as I like to say. And they're coming out with a brand new feature starting today that is similar, but not... It is opposite. They say it's called Daily Mix. Matt Ogle from Spotify says... In a lot of ways, it's the opposite of Discover Weekly. Daily Mix is trying to take the work out of hitting a button and always hearing the music that you love. So, unlike Discover Weekly, which is obviously generated weekly, this is a daily occurrence. And depending on how broad your taste in music is, Spotify will be giving you a recommending 1 to 6 playlists for you to listen to every single day. This is super awesome, just a new opportunity at tailored music for you depending on your tastes. So, again, like the whole 1 to 6 playlist thing, let me just let you know, if you are only into like shitty music, you might only be getting 1 playlist a day filled with like Nickelback or something. In which case, I feel very bad for you. For roughly 2 years now, give or take, Facebook has been working on a new service called Facebook at Work. Essentially, it's a Facebookified version of Slack. Well, according to a report from The Information, the service is just about ready and will launch next month. Again, they've been testing this for about 2 years. 450 companies are already on board. That's like 5.25 million users already using it. So yes, there will be features that are similar to what we already expect with Slack, but this will also integrate Facebook-like stuff, like your newsfeed, groups, and even stuff from Messenger. The interesting thing here is everyone already has a Facebook account. That's why this could be such a big competitor. I do use Slack with a couple different brands, and that's okay, but it's always kind of been like a burden to me because I have to sign up for something new and I have to go somewhere else and I have to dedicate time to that specific platform. Whereas with Facebook, I wouldn't have to do that. I'm interested. Would you guys be interested in this, and would you be willing to pay for it? Because you're going to have to pay for it. Let me know in the comment section below. Google has announced a brand new way to go incognito on your iOS device. So now if you want to activate an incognito search or just go browsing incognito, you can actually hide all that stuff by using Touch ID. So a lot of times, if you have a private tab open, a private browser open, whatever, and you hand somebody your phone, if they open the app and you were previously in incognito mode, it'll just open up in incognito mode and they'll see what you were looking at. In this case, you can actually hide it behind Touch ID, so when you open the app, if you want to go ahead and see what you were viewing with incognito mode, you'll have to unlock it with your fingerprint. So this is good news for all of you that watch porn. Now, I guess you could say you could hide the porn right under your fingertips. I don't watch porn. YouTube has just announced a new standalone app called YouTube Go, the only YouTube app that will allow you to run around your town and f***ing capture YouTube videos that are out in the wild. That's not really what it is. YouTube Go is a brand new app to help the next generation of users share and enjoy videos. It was designed and built from the ground up with insights from India in order to bring the power of video to mobile users in a way that is more conscious of their data and connectivity while still being locally relevant and social. So yes, I can confirm that this is actually far more boring than what I originally said about this, which was a total lie. It's actually more boring than that. You can just save videos offline, download them at any quality that you want. Essentially, it'll show you how much space you have on your phone or your SD card, and then you'll be able to share those videos as well with the people around you without actually connecting to the internet. This is great for people, like they said, in India who might not have the same connectivity benefits that we have here. So that's where they're testing it first, but eventually it will go out to everyone, and I am very, very sorry that it's not what I said and that you can't capture YouTube in the wild, because I figured that'd be better if you could just, if like Chocolate Rain was just kind of chilling on the sidewalk and you threw your phone at it to catch it, I think that would be ultimately a better experience than what they're talking about. Speaking of downloading and saving shit offline, Google's doing the same thing they did for YouTube Go, but pretty much just for Chrome natively within Chrome for Android. The ability to download full web pages and save them for offline viewing. This includes everything on the page, video, photos, the text, the whole shebang. Also, they're going to introduce data saver mode, Chrome data saver mode, which will apparently compress MP4 videos and use up to 67% less data. Good. Again, for the people that love if you like porn, you can save it offline and watch it when you are on the subway. The connection's bad in there. And don't watch porn on the subway. Okay, by this point, you obviously know that Samsung had a little issue with the batteries within the Note 7. The little problem was that they kind of blew up, like fire, flames, explosions, that sort of thing. And as you know, they issued a complete recall. Unofficially, Samsung issued the recall. They didn't work with the government, which, as I keep saying, is really, really sketchy of them to do, but whatever. Anyway, they did the whole thing where they took the phones back, most of the phones, and then they replaced the phones, right? So they're giving replacements that apparently don't blow up, right? They're like, hey, thanks for giving us the ones that blow up. We fixed the issue. It's no longer a problem. Here's one that isn't defective. Here's one that works. The only problem is, apparently, the ones that they sent back that work, by work, also explode. So this is a photo from a 25-year-old Chinese tech worker who apparently ordered one of the new non-defective Galaxy Note 7s and got it delivered on the same day. But he charged it overnight, and during that time, while it was charging overnight, it just started spitting out black smoke and then burst into flames. You know, typical stuff. Samsung has since released a statement saying, "We are currently contacting the customer and will conduct a thorough examination of the device in question once we receive it." Now, I wish I could tell you this was a one-time thing. This is an isolated issue. This only happened to this one dude after the recall and after everyone got their non-defective phones. But the people that got non-defective phones, a lot of them are complaining that the phone is overheating, like, by a lot. No, not catching fire, but overheating, and it hurts their hands, which this could be connected in some way. Maybe, maybe not. I'm sort of thinking, and I might be wrong here, that this dude just got old stock, and that's pretty much it. Of course, it is entirely possible that this is one of the quote-unquote non-defective phones, and it just does have the same issue, but I'm more thinking that this is just an old phone that was mistaken for a new phone, and he got that one, and boom, flames happened. But I'm curious, what do you guys think? This is not looking good for Samsung, like, at all. What do you guys expect to happen in the future? How long do you think this is going to linger over Samsung's little head until this goes away? It's now time for Ask MPT, the segment that's sure to take one question from you and answer it for you. But of course, before we answer today's question, let's thank today's sponsor. When it comes to cable management, there is literally nothing out there better than a one-wrap roll from Velcro Brand. First of all, each roll lasts forever since you're only cutting off pieces as you need them. And just as you would expect with any other Velcro brand products, it's completely reusable. To learn more about One Wrap products and, of course, to grab some for yourself, just click that link in the description below. Today's question is from your boy Thumper on Twitter, and he says, "Can we have tacos on other days besides Tuesdays?" Yo, Thumper, my man, of course, dude. You can have tacos on days that aren't just Tuesdays. You crazy? Perfect example, like, I had a taco for lunch. I ate one today, and today's not... Today's Tuesday. Well, I guess not. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, and you're new here, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, at Front Page Tech, for all things Front Page Tech updates and tweets from the team, everything like that, at Front Page Tech on Twitter. And I will see you tomorrow.